AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. James Yates and his partner became the first same-sex couple to get a marriage license today in Rowan County, Kentucky.
Civil rights are civil rights, and they're not subject to belief.
Clerk Kim Davis is in jail for contempt for refusing to issue licenses.
It is our position and the position of the clerk of Rowan County, Kim Davis, that those licenses are void.
Davis's attorney, Matt Staver, says the licenses aren't worth the paper they're written on. Officials say it is legal. Staver says Davis is in very good spirits and is prepared to stay in jail as long as it takes to uphold her religious freedoms. Looking back on it, Hillary Rodham Clinton says using a private email system at the State Department was not a good idea. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
The Democratic presidential frontrunner says when she joined President Obama's team as Secretary of State, there was just so much to do.
I didn't really stop and think, what kind of email system will there be?
In an MSNBC interview, Clinton said she wishes she'd made a different choice and not used a private server, but she insisted she's been open about it throughout and never used the system to send information marked as classified at the time. GOP critics contend she well knew the source of the info would have made it classified, and her explanations now ring hollow. Mark Smith at the White House.
This was the second worst week this year on Wall Street. Stocks finished sharply lower, mostly because of a jobs report that showed moderate job growth last month. Investors are wondering if the report will force the Federal Reserve to hold back on raising a key interest rate. Caleb Jackson, a former member of the Florida A&M AMU University band, was sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role in the hazing death of a fellow band member. 15 former band members were charged in Robert Champion's death. This is AP Radio News. There were demonstrators today outside the White House. There were supporters, others opponents of Saudi Arabia's King Salman, who met with President Obama. The opponents are protesting Saudi Arabia's military intervention in Yemen. The president says with a civil war raging, Yemen needs help.
The need to restore a functioning government that is inclusive and that can relieve the humanitarian situation there.
Two Marines remain in the hospital in stable condition from a helicopter accident at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Colonel Jeffrey Kenny says one Marine, Staff Sergeant Jonathan Lewis, was killed.
This valuable training was preparing him for his duties with a Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team who would eventually deploy and provide crisis response capability to locations around the world.
Nine other Marines who were injured were treated and released at Camp Lejeune. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.